600 years before Jesus was born, things were not going well for Israel. A foreign kingdom besieged Jerusalem, killed many Jews, destroyed Solomon's temple, and deported the people of God to Babylon, leaving the holy city in ruins. This period of time is called the Babylonian exile, when the people of God lamented on the shores of the Euphrates River, waiting for God's deliverance. Would a Messiah come to their rescue? Would one of the Persian kings change his mind and let them go back? They had no idea what would happen. There was nothing to do but wait. They were so heartbroken and spiritually lost that they hung their musical instruments on trees and refused to sing. Psalm 137 says, "By the waters of Babylon, there we sat down and wept when we remembered Zion. On the willows there we hung up our lyres, for there our captors required of us songs. And our tormentors' mirth sang, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land?" Have you ever been so devastated that you found it impossible to wholeheartedly sing the songs of Zion, the anthems of the house of God? For some, the thought of being too depressed to sing is unimaginable. Others might think, "I've been there." But the Bible says that these agonizing periods of powerlessness and waiting can produce good fruit. Jeremiah was a prophet during the time of the exile, and in Lamentations he says, "The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord." Jeremiah believed that something is at work in the soul during the silence and the waiting, that beneath the ashes of devastation and loss, there are seeds taking root that will one day pierce the earth to bloom in the light. This week, as we stand with the children of Israel by the rivers of Babylon, waiting to return to a place of rejoicing, waiting to see our kingdom made whole again, let us remember the words of Jeremiah, who said, "It is good that we should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord." Let's quiet our hearts, let's be still before the Lord, and enter in the remembrance of his sacrifice with an expectation that this, too, is meant to shape and change us to be more like him.